Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July the 3rd. This week in 1955, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock reached number one on the Billboard charts, and the rock and roll era began in earnest. This week in 1976, Brian Wilson appeared on stage with the Beach Boys for the first time in 12 years in a concert in Anaheim, California. Casey Kasem counted down the very first American Top 40 radio show this week in 1970. Ray Charles released his first self-titled album in 1957. In 1974, Barry White married Glodine James from Love Unlimited. Speaking of weddings, Paul Revere married during the intermission of his concert at Kings Island Amusement Park in Cincinnati on America's Bicentennial in 1976. In 1955, Gene Vincent's leg was crushed when his motorcycle was struck by a car in Franklin, Virginia. In 1966, the Beatles accidentally snubbed the Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos, and her husband pulled their police protection, and a mob then attacked the Fab Four. The Tony Orlando and Don TV show debuted this week in 1974. In 1965, the really cool summer show, The Afternoon Show, Where the Action Is, with host Linda Scott and Steve Alamo, debuted in 1965. Paul McCartney first met John Lennon at a Liverpool Church Festival concert by John's group, The Quarrymen, this week in 1957. Jefferson Airplane formed in 1965. Mike Dabo replaced Paul Jones as the new lead singer of Manfred Mann in 1966. WHBQ in Memphis, Tennessee became the first radio station to play an Elvis Presley record, That's All Right, Mama, in 1954. The Beatles' first movie, A Hard Day's Night, debuted in London, England this week in 1964. Elvis Presley's Paradise Hawaiian Style opened nationwide this week in 1966. In 1968, the Yardbirds disbanded and Jimmy Page began forming what will become Led Zeppelin. 12 people were hospitalized after a riot took place following a Fats Domino concert in San Jose, California in 1956. Also in 56, Johnny Cash appeared for the first time on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees in concert in 1967, and the audience did not appreciate his music, and so Jimmy left the tour 5 days later. The Dave Clark 5 movie, Having a Wild Weekend, known as Catch As If You Can in the United States, debuted in London this week in 1965. David Ruffin left the Temptations in 68. And the Grateful Dead's last concert was in Chicago's Soldier Field this week in 1995. Yeah, I had a double take on that. In the studio, the Brothers Four began recording Greenfields in 59. Elvis's first professional recording session took place at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, and the results were his very first single, That's All Right, Mama, this week in 1954. The Four Tops recorded It's the Same Old Song in 65. Them, with Van Morrison, recorded the original version of Gloria in 1964. Jackie Wilson recorded Higher and Higher in 65. The Everly Brothers cut Till I Kissed You in 59. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded I'm Telling You Now in 63. The Everly Brothers back in the studio earlier in 60, they recorded Lucille. Bobby Helms recorded My Special Angel in 57. Ray Charles cut Hit the Road Jack in Unchain My Heart this week in 1961. And the Drifters cut the classic Dance With Me this week in 1959. Birthdays: Fontella Bass, born 1940. Judith Durham from The Seekers, 73. Mitch Miller, born in 1911. Robbie Robertson from The Band, 79. Terry Cashman from Cashman West and later Buchanan Brothers, he's 81. Smiley Lewis, born in 1913. Producer Snuff Garrett, born this week, 1939. Bill Haley was born in 1925. Gene Chandler turning 85. Jan Bradley, 79. Della Reese, born in 31. Ringo Starr is turning 82 this week. Tommy D, born in 37. Mary Ford, born in 24. Steve Lawrence is 87. Ed Ames, 95. The late producer, Lee Hazelwood, who worked with both Duane Eddy and Nancy Sinatra, born this week, 1929. John Waite from the Babies is 70. Jerry Vale, born in 1930. And Bill Withers, born this week, 1938. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 3rd. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island oldies.